Coming up on the 4th of July, it's going to be a Capital 4th. That's right. Great performances. You get fireworks and everything's going to take place in Washington, D.C. And those two ladies are going to be a part of it. Once again, it's a Capital 4th. It'll be on PBS at 6 o'clock here in our area. And kind enough to join us over the phone today, we have Maddie and Tay themselves. Ladies, how are you?
Fantastic. How are y'all?
We're doing pretty well, I've got to say. Not too bad, heading into the weekend. So this has got to be exciting, and we'll talk a little bit more about the Capital 4th in just a moment. But I just wanted to kind of give some people some background on you. I mean, I've been listening to you for a while, so I wanted people to kind of get a little background on you. I kind of looked up and dug back a little bit, and you guys both kind of went to the same vocal coach in Dallas. Is that correct?
Yes, we got introduced by a vocal coach, and he actually turned out to be a total slime ball. So we ditched the vocal coach and just started doing our own thing, and the rest is history.
Well, that was kind of leads into the next question. Who put the two of you together? Did the two of you just kind of meet up and say, let's do this? Or did you have somebody else that was like, you guys could make this work?
Our vocal coach, he definitely encouraged us to kind of get together, but it was really Maddie and I whose friendship just sparked from the beginning. You know, we were like, all right, we're doing this together, us against the world, no matter what. So I would say he probably sparked it, but we ignited it for sure.
Most definitely. And you guys have kind of just never really looked back from there. You know, artists always talk about who are some of your influencers or who were they growing up? Who did you kind of listen to?
We had so many influences. We both grew up in homes where it was like all genres were celebrated and loved, but definitely country music was a big one for us. We loved Leanne Womack, the Dixie Chicks, Shania, Faith Hill, I mean, just Jody Messina, everybody, Tim McGraw. Those were like some of our favorites. And me being from Texas, George Strait obviously is like on the top of the list. But we listened to a lot of country music, but also some pop singers. And so I think like just a little bit of all that kind of influenced our style of writing and singing.
And it kind of brought that together. Now, let's fast forward a little bit. A lot has changed for the two of you over the last few years in the way of family. Now, Maddie, you're due in September, right?
Yes, I sure am.
And has Tay helped you out through the pregnancy and kind of, has it been easy for you? You've been doing all right?
Oh, absolutely. She has been the best soul sister through the whole thing, just giving me all the tips and got me a belly band because my belly's starting to get so big now. And I've already learned so much from her from, you know, last year going through the newborn phase with her baby girl, Layton. It's really fun getting to enter this phase of motherhood together as best friends and having each other to lean on and be like, is this normal? What is this? You know, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, of course. And then, Tay, how is Layton doing? How are you guys getting along now?
Layton is doing great. She's 18 months old. She's walking. She's talking. She's sassy and brilliant, and we love her so much. She's very healthy, and we're so thankful.
Getting into everything.
Yes, we just started baby-proofing all the cabinets. It's game time.
All right. Now we've kind of brought everybody a little bit up to speed on you. Let's talk about what's going to happen. The Capital 4th, once again, this is going to be Tuesday, July 4th, 6 p.m. on PBS here our time. Now, this is a huge undertaking with a lot of live performances and a television audience. What was it like to be asked to be on a Capital 4th?
We were super excited. I believe this is the 43rd annual Capital 4th big party, and we're so excited. Tay's actually bringing Layton with us, so she's going to get to see all these fireworks, and I think it's just going to be a magical time for us. We're getting to seeing This Land Is Our Land, and we've never performed that, and so we're super excited to kind of bring like our little harmony twist onto like a classic song. And we just get to celebrate America's birthday, like, in the biggest, fanciest way. We got fancy dresses. We're ready to roll. We're so excited.
Well, and honestly, if you're going to celebrate America's birthday, there's probably no better place to do it, is there?
Absolutely not. No, it's going to be so fun.
So we're looking forward to that. And I've got to ask, just for my own personal, wanting to know. With so many different artists set to perform, you've got Chicago, Boys to Men, Belinda Carlisle, Babyface, the cast of the Neil Diamond musical Beautiful Noise. Is there one that you're kind of looking forward to seeing perform?
You know what? I'm actually excited to see the Muppets.
Well, the Muppets are going to be there too.
That's going to play out. And I think Leighton's just going to think that is like so fun. But obviously Babyface is going to be great. I think every performance is going to be worth watching for sure.
Most definitely looking forward to that. Once again, that's coming up Tuesday, July 4th on PBS at 6 p.m. here our time. And, you know, just to kind of close out, what's coming up next for Maddie and Tay?
So we are putting out a brand new song June 30th that we're super excited about. And then I will be having my baby boy, and then we're going to be putting out our fourth studio album very soon.
Well, we keep an eye on that. Maddie and Tay, thank you so much for taking the time out to talk to us. We really appreciate it, and looking forward to this one once again. Maddie and Tay will be part of a huge performance on July 4th on PBS, 6 p.m. our time. It's a Capital 4th 2023. Ladies, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.